As we're joined now by our Rockies insider, Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post, presented by Elite Sportsbook. If you didn't catch the game yesterday, well, tonight, maybe the opponent was a little stronger, and it was a tie game going to the ninth inning. The Rockies weren't leading, but still a loss that certainly, I imagine, Patrick, brought back some memories of the even more difficult loss the Rockies experienced yesterday and put them under 500 for the first time since opening day.
Yeah, it's a pretty gloomy clubhouse tonight, Sandy, for sure. I mean, as you mentioned, first time under 500 since they lost to the Dodgers on opening day. They've lost 8 of 10. They've lost 11 straight to the Giants. Giants haven't beaten an opponent in 11 straight since the Astros in 1964. So that tells you how much the Giants own the Rockies right now. Second consecutive game that Daniel Bard could have closed it out and got the save, and he wasn't able to do it again. Ryan McMahon had a mixed bag of a night. He home run to tie the game,
yep.
Single to tie the game, yet he committed another error, Sandy. He has 8 this year already. He had 7 all of last season. Rymack, I got to tip my cap to him. He waited around, took our questions in the clubhouse, and he's a true pro, but he's searching right now. This whole team is searching right now. And then throw in the fact that Antonio Sensatella, pitches 2 innings and then is likely headed to the injured list with a strained lower back. So, I mean, all is not well in Lodo with the Rockies right now.
No, and it was, and I saw in my days growing up, my father was a big Red Sox fan, many game-winning ninth inning home runs by Carl Yastrzemski. Tonight, it was Mike Yastrzemski's home run in the ninth inning that beat the Rockies.
Yeah, he got all of it, too. And you know the weird thing about it was...
He hits the ball further than Carl did.
Yes, he does. You know, and he pulled that ball into the second deck in right field at Coors, and there was a no-doubter. And the weird thing about it was, yesterday, Sunday, when Daniel Bard, who until yesterday had been really pretty good this year, he didn't look crisp at all yesterday.
He walked the
leadoff batter for the Royals.
Right.
As you mentioned, he gave up the game-winning two-run single, or go-ahead two-run single. But tonight, he looked very sharp early. He struck out the first two batters he faced.
Yeah.
It wasn't a terrible pitch to Yastrzemski, but, you know, if you're pitching to a lefty and you put it down into that zone and you don't get it just right, you know, they can put that kind of golf swing on it, and that's what happened tonight. And lo and behold, the Rockies lose another game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but until yesterday, Bard, who had a terrible time with lefty hitters last year, was doing pretty well this year against lefty hitters.
He really was, Sandy. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, Bard, even though he's 36 now, I think.
Yeah.
He's got terrific velocity, even at his age. 97, 98 with regularity. I don't know if he's hit 100 this year, but he's capable of it. But against lefties, it's the slider that either works well or gets him in trouble.
Yeah.
If it backs up on him and he catches too much play,
right.
The left-handed hitters can see it really well and they'll tee off on it. But you're right. He was doing much better about that last year. That's why he lost his closer's job last year, because he couldn't get lefties out. And if you're a closer, you got to be able to get both righties and lefties out. I think it's too early to start asking Bud Black if he's going to make a switch for a couple of reasons. One, outside of Tyler Kinley, who's been terrific, Rockies don't have a whole lot of answers right now. The bullpen's kind of in a shambles. So, I don't know. It's this is a team that's really searching right now, no question.
Yeah, and it's a bad break. Of course, Sensatella goes out with a back problem after just 2 innings pitched, and he had 3 strikeouts in the first 2 innings, only gave up 1 hit, 33 pitches through 2 innings when he goes out of the game, and almost immediately Black gets into trouble, and obviously so did Goudreau, and then Bard, you've talked about in the ninth inning. But no bullpen can be healthy if they aren't getting length out of their starters. And again, back to these back injuries, which seems to be running through the Rocky clubhouse in epidemic proportions right now. Although I guess there is some decent news on Bryant, who will play tomorrow in Albuquerque and on Wednesday, and is expected to join the team again on Thursday.
Yeah, actually, day off on Thursday. He'll join the Rockies on Friday for the Mets series. Hopefully, that's the plan. Yeah, he plays for the Isotopes tomorrow night and again on Wednesday. He had a cortisone shot on Monday, or last Monday, rather. So hopefully he'll be back. I mean, he's been out, Sandy, since the 25th of April. You know, they spent a lot of money to have him produce some power and get this offense going. And they really need him, right? Because although C.J. Cron came through with some base hits tonight, he hasn't had a home run in a while. And catcher Elias Diaz, who hit 18 for him last year, most of them coming in the second half of the year, is in a really bad slump right now. Charlie Blackman's in a bad slump right now. You know, it's not the offense that the Rockies were hoping to build in the offseason. You know, it's early. We're about a fifth of the way through. But this team has a lot of question marks right now. You know, the funny thing is, Sandy, we've talked about this. Starting rotation, by most estimates, including mine, was really the strength of this team. But we also knew that they don't have much depth. The good news is with the day off on Thursday, maybe they can get by for one rotation with only four starters and, you know, hope that Senzatella only misses one start. I don't know if that's a viable solution or not, but the Rockies don't have much of a much depth at AAA, at least nothing that you think is even hanging your hat on, that's for sure.
And the shame of it is, certainly on paper, when you looked at Senzatella, right, as a fifth starter, guy throws in the mid-90s. I mean, there aren't a lot of fifth starters with his kind of stuff. And he doesn't appear to have a mental block about pitching at Coors Field either.
No, his record is terrific at Coors Field. And it's funny, even if he doesn't have, you know, terrific ERA or whip or whatever, of course, he finds a way to outpitch the other guy and win, typically.
Oh, that was the old theory that a lot of back end of the rotation Rocky starters used to use on a psychological basis rather than worrying about their ERAs, right? Just pitch better than the other guy. Even if you give up five runs and he gives up seven, you still outpitched him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, there a lot of the opposing pitchers, you can go down the list. Clayton Kershaw, Madison Bumgarner, Max Scherzer. There's been a lot of big-time Cy Young-type pitchers come into Coors, and they leave shaking their head, and they hate it.
Yes.
And all Bud Black wants his guys to do is, hey, just win, baby, as Al Davis used to say.
Right.
You know, and Senzatella has been able to do that. Now, he's not been very good on the road, which is, of course, a contradiction. No. But if you can ever figure out the road splits and everything else that goes on with this team, you know, please let me in on the secret, because I've been doing this a while, and this team still leaves me scratching my head every year.
Are you surprised at the run scoring dipping this year all over Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I am. And I'm not sure.
Or do you attribute it to their monkeying with the baseball again?
Well, that's the thing. And I wrote about this a couple weekends ago where I did a story about the 20th anniversary of the humidor.
Yeah.
Which, of
course,
now is installed in every baseball.
Right. Everybody has. That's part of it, too.
And it is, although I don't know how big a part of it. I think sometimes because of the metrics and the stat cast and everything is so measured now. You know, I think sometimes players get a little bit over the top on all of this, right? I mean, I'm sure back in, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 50s, 40s, I'm sure the baseballs had some irregularities back then, too.
Oh, probably a lot of them. But you didn't get the feeling that the you had bad baseballs and misshapen balls and balls that might stay in play, where today they throw out everything with a speck on it and that stuff. Yeah,
exactly. And if it's not perfect,
right, they'll throw
it. You know, so I don't know how much it's the, you know, there are major league players, Sandy, who think that there's some, you know, Rob Manfred is involved in some major conspiracy with Rawlings. No, I don't buy that. Now, I will say this. MLB has not been very good about being upfront about the baseballs they use, because they came out and admitted in 19, which was incredibly off the chart years for home runs, that yes, they had found out that, you know, there were some bad things going on with the baseball, but then they came out and, you know, they tried to fix it and seemed to be upfront about it. And then it turns out that last year, they were using leftover baseballs from 2020, and that pisses, you know, some of the pitchers and the hitters off. But, you know, I think it's a little bit much ado about nothing. I think it'll all even out in the end. I really do. But I will add this real quickly, that, and you've been around here forever, you know that as the summer months come around here at Coors Field and the air gets super dry, the baseballs do get slick. They do travel a little farther, but it's mostly the guys I've talked to through the years, Sandy, it's not so much even about that the ball doesn't break quite as much at altitude, maybe the ball travels 9% farther, all of that. It's that what frustrates them is they can't get the grip on the ball that they want to. It's too slick, and they feel like that really messes up their command. And through the years, that's the thing that most pitchers in Colorado have complained about to me. So, you know, the humidor has been here since 2002.
Right.
It's still doing the job, I guess, it was supposed to do. It's better than it was, but baseball at altitude is always going to be baseball at altitude.
Absolutely. Well, the Rockies have lost 7 of 8 of their last 10. And tomorrow, this long losing streak against the Giants will be out there once again. And so far this year, I suppose Chad Kuhl's as good a bet to stop a losing stretch and a losing streak to the Giants as anybody else on the staff, right?
Oh, no question, right? I mean, picked him up for, you know, Pirates DFA'd him, and Rockies picked him up for, pardon the pun, for a cool $3 million. And
yes,
you know what? He's been, on balance, he's been their best starter. And, you know, you got to tip your hat to GM Bill Schmidt for picking him up.
That was a good pickup.
It was. You know, and to credit Bill Schmidt, not everything's working out for him, but he has made some moves, although the record doesn't indicate it, that have paid off. He's found some guys that have turned out to be pretty good finds for the Rockies. But right now, man, the team is just, it's not in a good place.
Thanks, Patrick. A pleasure.
Okay, Sandy.
We appreciate it.
You too.